to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom, Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. The truth is that when Jesus stood and cried out, oh man, I love that, Ted, when the scripture says he cried out.
Noisy, loud. I mean, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people lining the streets of Jerusalem. They just had a parade and a celebration and singing and all going on in the street. And Jesus stops the whole thing cold by crying out.
With great passion. Jesus was a man of passion. When he spoke, our Yeshua let it rip. When the scripture says cried out. Remember, Ted, that Mediterranean Jews, passionate people.
Yep. Yeah, and no microphones. You know, this was in order to get the crowd's attention, you had to make some noise. And like you say, Jeff, with passion, with kavanah is the Hebrew word, with just utter devotion. We're going to talk about out of the innermost parts of you, out of your kishkas, well, the passion of Jesus coming from his deepest most parts, crying out. Right here in the temple in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles.
Right, and he cries out, if you thirst, come to me and drink, and I'll give you, if you believe in me, I'll give you rivers of spiritual living waters. Well, friends, we talked about this earlier, that King Solomon heard from God. Remember the timetable, almost exactly the same time, nearly 1,000 years earlier, Solomon hears, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, and other things as well, but if they turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we're suggesting to you that Jesus is giving us the answer to healed land, rivers of spiritual living water, but not for the earth or dry parched earth, but for dry parched hearts. Mm-hmm. What we need is revival. And revival only comes one way, by the Holy Spirit of God through Jesus the Messiah. That's it. That's the only revival there's going to be. Any other revival is not going to mean anything. You know, you can have a revival of a Broadway musical. Right. It'll be a lot of fun, but it's not going to change anything. Right? So this revival we're talking about has to come by rivers of living water. But here we are in the United States of America today, and we're not saying this so much as political commentary as we are about, well, it's not political commentary, it's spiritual commentary, that the moral turpitude of our nation is going down the tubes.
Well, things that were unthinkable, evil, 10 years ago are now much more mainstream. Bad is being called good. Good is being called bad.
Just like the scripture said.
So, and how does that relate to Jesus and healing the land revival?
Amen. Well, let's look at this. When the government of our great nation says, what the Bible says thou shalt not, we must. And when the government of the United States, or any state individually, or any city, or any school district, says that what the Bible says you must, and we legislate, you may not. That's sin, friends. I mean, that's when God says don't do it, and the government at any level says you must do it. And when the government says you can't do what the Bible says to do, that's sin. I mean, if we did that, we would recognize, well, I'm sinning. I'm doing what the Bible says don't do. Well, when the government does it, it's even worse. And well, it's not worse for eternity, but it's worse for the future of our nation. We are not living up to the opportunity we have to be one nation under God, which is, I believe, what made America great in the first place. The idea that when the pilgrims came here, they were godly people.
Yeah. And didn't get everything perfect, but their hearts were to serve the living God.
Amen.
And they built a foundation upon which godly values, godly principles, and the Word of God was foundational to the establishment of the country.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. And again, as we see this play out, friends, where do you see the, what we believe is the ultimate message that Jesus was giving us back there 2,000 years ago, right after the Feast of Tabernacles in ancient Jerusalem? Meanwhile, we're Messianic Minutes. You may gladly check our website, messianicminutes.com. If the Lord leads you to send a financial contribution, you can find out how to do that on our website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.